Welcome to Holistic Healing and Happiness, the podcast that is here to spark some joy, light, and raise your vibration one day at a time. My own name is Leanne. I'm a spiritual life coach, a holistic practitioner, and a Reiki master. I'm also a mom to three beautiful kids. I'm a wife. I run a business. I've got so many things going on, but I absolutely love helping to raise the vibration of the planet one person at a time. But first and foremost, the most important vibration that I need to raise is my own. So that's why I'm coming to you with this podcast with lots of hints, tips, and tricks that I have learned along the way to help you and inspire you on your journey. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast, or put on your headphones and go out for a walk, whatever you choose to do. I just hope it sparks some joy within you. So from my heart chakra to yours, let's get it going. Today's podcast, we are going to be talking all things moon, her energy, her beauty, and her magic. For those of you who've been following me, you know I'm all into the moon and the moon's magic. I even have a monthly subscription that you can subscribe to work around full moon and new moon rituals, oracle card guidance, meditations, journal prompts, and so much more. So I thought, why not do a podcast just letting people know about the moon? What is she about? Why do you hear so many people doing rituals, cleansing their crystals, recharging their crystals, moon water, all the jargon that's out there? But what is it truly about? The moon is a feminine energy. It rises and sets at very different times every day, and it goes through a zodiac sign every 2.5 days, making its energy ever changing. It's mysterious, and it instills wildness and magic. Here's what's cool though, is the sun goes through a whole cycle every 365 days, while the moon goes through a whole cycle every 29.5 days, meaning it goes from a new to a full moon to new again in less than a calendar month. We have 13 moon cycles in a year, which is why 13 is such a sacred number. So we all know at the start of each year, we all do manifesting what we want to bring into our reality. Every single year, we have the New Year's resolutions, we have all of those things. But the great thing about working with the moon and her beautiful magic and the energy that she gives is you get to do this every single moon. You get to harness the power that the moon brings. There is incredible magic that she brings every single month based on a different zodiac sign. What you have each month is you will be releasing and bringing in. And that's the great thing about following the moon and her beautiful energy, to harness down the vibration that she is bringing and teaching us. New moon, what is it all about? The new moon is like the first glimmer of hope. It is your New Year's Eve. It is the New Year's Day, the fresh start, the new beginning. It is the setting of the intentions of what you're looking to bring into your life. Some say they set new moon intentions up to 3 days after the new moon. And as you know, I always say you've got the 3 days leading up to it, the day of it, and the 3 days down the other side that you can really harness in that beautiful energy. The full moon is famous for the day when a woman can gather and do the magic and her rituals. It is the time to gather and dance in the woods and reveal your wildness. Obviously, not a lot of us are doing that these days. So for your personal growth, it is a time to check in, recommit your intentions and see how it's going. And most importantly, to notice what patterns or habits are getting in your way. Once you've identified what you want to release so that your intention can come into fruition, this is a great time to write down what those things are and burn it as a ritual underneath that full moon's energy, releasing it from your system. Just light a small piece of paper over your toilet, obviously if it's safe to do so, over the bath, the sink, or go out under that beautiful moonlight moonbathe and burn that energy and release what is no longer serving you. Also recharge your crystals now, leave out some moon water, anything that you want to do around the full moon, because again, that's when she's at her heightened, her most potent, and that's what you want to release, anything that's not serving you. Recharge your water, recharge your crystals, dance if you want to, move your hips, open up that beautiful goddess energy and vortex that is within us all. Then we come up into the waning moon. This phase lasts for 2 weeks, from when the moon is full to when it's new again. Now the moon is losing light every day, encouraging you to hone your actions more and more by connecting and continuing to identify what you're looking to release. So release what isn't serving you over this 2 week period. This is often when we find it hard to work because we're releasing so much. Releasing what is holding us back is always much harder than doing the fun work of building something new. So the waning quarter, this happens in the middle of the waning phase, about 1 week after the full moon, a week before the new moon. This is a day that you have another check-in with yourself. Are you still moving in the direction of your intention? Do you need to shift or adjust your intentions? Or is there anything big that you need to release? Again, in my community, I make them aware of this so that they're always prompted to go, oh, that's why I'm being triggered today, or that's why I'm feeling so great today. So there's always something that you can move through. And it's great to bring this awareness into our lives, because at the end of the day, sometimes we're going through lives and we're like, oh my God, it's so overwhelming, it's so stressful. Yes, it is all of that. But when you can build up a toolkit and work with the moon and realize that, oh my God, it's the energetics of the world around me, of the moon, and I can actually work with it to make it better. Sign me up. Let's go. Let's keep it moving. Let's shift this energy. And that's what you want to do. So then what you have is you've got the dark moon. This is a time to rest and going into the darkness of your intention. What went well about the manifesting process in the last month for you? What didn't work? Ask for guidance from your inner knowing about what you need to know about moving forward in your life. Because when we have the dark moon, we're able to write all of that down before we go into the new moon and before we go into the next phase of bringing in what we want to. That is an amazing thing, to be able to bring in what we're looking to bring in. Between the new moon and the full moon, we've got the waxing moon. This phase lasts for 2 weeks. And this is when the moon is gaining more and more light every day, meaning it's getting bigger and closer to full. This energy supports us creating clear action steps towards our intentions and what we're looking to manifest into our reality by gaining momentum and excitement. This is a time to do the work and being part of whatever it is that's going to help you move forward. The waxing quarter is the day that happens in the middle of the waxing phase, about 1 week after the new moon and a week before the full moon. I find this time a big lesson is being thrown at me. It's like the universe is giving me some information to help me on my path, or testing me to see if I'm serious about these intentions. As I said, every single month you get to work with this magic, you get to work with the moon and the roller coaster and the ups and the downs and the in-betweens. But again, it's about us taking back control. It's about us stepping into our power that we have all around us. And that's the incredible thing about understanding the moon, understanding her energetics, understanding all the juiciness that she brings every single month. And sometimes we have really, really powerful moons where we might have solar eclipses, or we might have a blue moon. There is so many different moons and potencies that she can bring. That's why when you get guidance, you follow someone like myself or someone else that you know where she's at, that you can go, oh, that's why. I always say to my clients, do a process of elimination. 9 times out of 10, it's women that I work with. So I say, do a process of elimination on a daily basis. If you feel that your energy is off, have I eaten enough? Have I drank enough? Have I slept enough? Where am I on my cycle? Where is the moon at? So again, this all plays hand in hand, because believe it or believe it not, as I said at the start of this recording, the moon is on a 29.5 day cycle. What do women have? They have a cycle that they are on every single month with their periods. So again, we are so in tune, and the more we are in tune with our bodies, the more we can be in flow, the more we're in flow and work with the moon's energies. That's when you become the magic wand. That's when you start to manifest your life into your reality. That's when you can get all the juiciness that you have and that Mother Earth, Gaia, the universe, the moon has to offer us. And that's what is so incredible. Working with the moon and her magic is so, so incredible. I've got a moon offering that is in my monthly subscription now that is going to be potent, because I've also done Reiki with it as well, because I wanted to offer people that heightened sense of clarity that they're going to get as they break through what is coming up, because we also have a solar eclipse with this beautiful new moon. So I wanted to ramp it up with the energy to make sure that people get the best experience that they can with this up and coming solar eclipse and new moon. But every single offering I do comes potent. It comes potent for you to get the best out of the moon and the energy that she is bringing on a monthly basis. This is just a quick overview of what the moon is, how she rolls, what she does, how it correlates to us. Every single month it's different. So it's not just as simple as what I've just said there, because every single month she brings energetically something different. Hence why with my monthly subscription, if you did want to subscribe to it, you are getting guidance around the moon and her energy at that time. You are also getting a ritual that you can do. You're getting a meditation. You are getting journal prompts that you can do for every new moon and every full moon. They're the moons that I work closely with. They're all part of my membership. It is so juicy and so loving, and you're going to be part of a community that is your tribe at the end of the day, because we all love working with it. And as we always say, when you find your tribe, you find your vibe, and you find people that get you. So let's all get each other and let's all just vibe with the moon and just embrace it for what it is. The beautiful, the nourishing, the love and acceptance and the teachings that she brings. So I hope you found this podcast and this episode informative. Again, like, share, comment. Again, all your feedback, I love. Anything else that you want me to shed some light on, I am here to spread the light, to spread the love, to spread the happiness. So thank you so much for tuning in. Sending you so much love and light from my heart to yours. And may you go out and shine from your heart chakra onto someone else today. And let's raise the vibration of the planet together. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.